It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, March 25th, 2015. It's the birthday of celebrated Italian conductor Arturo Toscanini, born March 25th, 1867 in Parma. He was one of the most acclaimed musicians of the late 19th and 20th century, renowned for his intensity, his perfectionism, his ear for orchestral detail, and his photographic memory. He was, at various times, the music director of La Scala in Milan, the Metropolitan Opera in New York, and the New York Philharmonic Orchestra. Later in his career, he was appointed the first music director of the NBC Symphony, which led to his becoming a household name in the United States through his radio and television broadcasts and numerous recordings. As a youngster, he won a scholarship to the local conservatory in Parma, where he studied the cello. Very early in his career, he joined the orchestra of an opera company that toured South America in 1886. While presenting Aida in Rio de Janeiro, the locally hired conductor was so bad that the singers went on strike and forced the company's general manager to find someone else. When a couple of prospects didn't work out, the singers suggested Toscanini, who was their assistant chorus master and who knew the entire opera by heart. Although he had no conducting experience, Toscanini was eventually persuaded by the musicians to take up the baton at 9:15 p.m. He led a performance of the 2.5-hour-long opera completely from memory. The public was taken by complete surprise, at first by the unknown conductor's youth and supreme self-confidence, and then by his solid mastery of the music. The result was astounding acclaim. For the rest of that season, Toscanini conducted 18 operas, all with absolute success. He was 19, and for the next 70 years he remained at the pinnacle of conducting mastery. Conducting from memory remained a long-time Toscanini trademark. When asked about it in his later years, he said that his eyesight had become so poor that he was forced to work without a score. He also added with a wink that for him it was better to have the score in his head rather than his head in the score while conducting. Toscanini's temper was also legendary. He was known to snap his baton in two at a miscue and hurl it at the orchestra. Once in Italy, he began berating a violinist for not using enough bow. The violinist did not take the rebuke kindly, and a face-to-face shouting match ensued with Toscanini hitting the man on the cheek and inflicting a slight cut. The violinist filed charges. In his defense, Toscanini brought in a psychologist who said the conductor was often in a sublime artistic frenzy, where his ordinary personality forsook him, so the maestro could not be held responsible for his actions. The court bought it. He was acquitted. Toscanini's reputation was firmly established before he was 40 years old, and his life might have ended not long afterward but for a happy accident of fate. Scheduled to sail from New York to Italy in May 1915, he was booked aboard the Lusitania, which was hit by a German torpedo and went down in 18 minutes. Fortunately for Toscanini and for the world, he changed his plans and left for Europe a week earlier than planned. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 25th, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.